During this year's legislative session, we asked you what energy and environment issues were on your mind. We got some great responses, but many questions were about West Virginia's renewable energy policies, like Huntington, West Virginia resident Jennifer Least. She asked,
what are the obstacles keeping West Virginia from advancing with more renewable energy in our state? What can we do to help with the problem?
This year, lawmakers debated a handful of different bills related to solar energy. One proposal that could exponentially increase the amount of solar installed across the mountain state passed, but not everyone likes the bill. Our energy and environment reporter Brittany Patterson explains.
The question before the House then is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of passage of the bill will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will prepare the machine.
That is the sound of the first renewable energy bill being passed by West Virginia lawmakers in 5 years.
Has every member voted? If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the result. On that question, there were 75 ayes, 23 nays, 2 members absent not voting, a majority of members having voted in the affirmative. The chair declares the bill passed. The clerk will please report the title.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 583.
Are there
Senate Bill 583 creates a utility solar program in West Virginia. Under the proposal, the state's two electric power generators, First Energy and American Electric Power, can each install up to 200 megawatts of solar power in 50-megawatt increments. 200 megawatts is enough to power about 28,000 homes. Currently, the Mountain State only hosts about 8 megawatts.
I would say we made some incremental progress this year, and that is a good thing.
Autumn Long leads the West Virginia chapter of Solar United Neighbors, a national solar advocacy group. Long says passing a utility solar bill is a big step for West Virginia, which is ranked 48th in the nation in the amount of solar installed statewide.
It does open the door for large-scale solar development. So it is a landmark year in our legislature, in so much as leadership and the rank and file lawmakers are really recognizing the need for West Virginia to step up and get in the game with renewable energy development.
Officials with the West Virginia Commerce Department requested the bill. They told lawmakers having access to solar was one of the most important issues for new businesses when they considered whether to move to the state.
There's a huge driver, all the companies out there that have the renewable corporate sustainability goals, and they're not going to come to West Virginia.
Jimmy Van Ostrand directs the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development at West Virginia University.
But you say, no, we have a bill now, actually, that the utility will go out and procure just for you whatever you need. I mean, that takes away one huge barrier that we had.
He says the utility solar bill makes it as easy and low risk as possible for utilities to get into the solar game. The bill requires the Public Service Commission to permit projects within 150 days. It also helps utilities recover costs of solar installation. The PSC estimates residential customers could see bills rise about 18 cents per month as a result. But the bill doesn't mandate utilities install solar, Van Ostrand says.
This bill does not require them to do anything. So it's a little bit of smoke and mirrors when they're saying, oh, 200 megawatts each for each utility, 400 total.
In an emailed statement, a representative for First Energy said the utility supports economic development in West Virginia, and if a customer expressed desire for solar, would, quote, then begin to investigate the options. AEP did not respond to a request for comment. But if you want to put solar panels on your roof, but have a company install them and lease the power to you, something called third-party solar or power purchase agreements, you can't. Van Ostrand explains that is still illegal here in the state.
This is solar for the big guys, really. I mean, it's solar for the big guys.
There were some legislative initiatives that tried to address that, but they failed. Another bill that incentivized solar on reclaimed coal mines, the Mojo Act, also never made it out of committee. Karen Ireland is a lobbyist with the West Virginia Environmental Council.
You know, I had been fighting so hard to get power purchase agreements, to get that bill on an agenda and get it passed. And it seems like such a reasonable thing.
The utility solar bill dredged up bitter debate among lawmakers, with some fearing solar could displace coal. The bill was amended to include language to ensure it doesn't. Ireland says that shows the legislature still has a ways to go before it fully embraces renewable energy. Long, with Solar United Neighbors, is a little more optimistic. She hopes once lawmakers see solar boosting the state's economy, making solar more reachable for everyone might gain traction.
So it's a first step that I hope will encourage our state's leaders to really be open-minded about more renewable energy policy that can encourage this industry's development in future years.
Senate Bill 583, opening the door to utility-sized solar investments in the state, now awaits the governor's signature. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson.